Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Going to the well once too often is the type of saying you surely only heard from wrestling commentary. It's traditionally saved for a babyface high spot gone wrong or a heel's attempt to cheat that one last time without getting caught. But wrestling's repetitious reputation in general lends itself quite well to the old adage. These one undones, though, were outliers. How? Why could they be given a second go? I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, and these are the 10 best WWE gimmicks that were only used once. Number 10, Psychotic Wrestling Clown. Doink felt like a clapback to critics that had long suggested that Vince McMahon's vision of pro wrestling had always been a circus. Territories and wrestlers still made money in the 80s, but McMahon wanted all of it. And the men he paid handsomely were happy enough with the remuneration and acclaim they'd receive to be a part of his relentless traveling sideshow. It'd be enough to send anybody bonkers, which is ostensibly what happened to Doink. The performer behind the paint could wrestle, announcers always got this across, but had selected this specific persona to, badly, mask the psychotic urges and tendencies he indulged in between the ropes. It'll almost never return nor be given a fairer appraisal. That value range Money in the Bank cameo spoke to what the organization actually thought about it. Number 9, the Throwback Tag Team. Throwback or revival, but don't call it that. After what happened to them, why would anybody want this impossible job anyway? Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson were the first wrestlers not just to pay tribute to how things used to be, but dedicate every facet of their act to it in order to make new what was deemed too old. The pair never betrayed their modus operandi as a couple of cheating pricks who knew exactly how to work around the rules, but constantly had bangers as if to prove that the two things weren't mutually exclusive. The revival were these still points in an ever-changing NXT doubles division, but making the move to the main roster themselves was where it all went wrong. After leaving the company in early 2020, the pair revealed how game they were to do any old sports entertainment bollocks if given the green light to have their matches afterwards. But Vince McMahon was all take and no give when it came to their booking. Number 8, past middle-aged and crazy. It was vitally important for WWE fans to know that Terry Funk was in his mid-50s in 1998. For one, he looked even older than that due to a life giving his body to the wrestling business, and also because the company were so obsessed with using age as a stick with which to beat the WCW roster that they couldn't push this mad old without making it clear that his success was on him and not them finding space for it. Oh, and let's not forget when Mae Young started taking kickings on the reg. She was in her 70s and was willing to take and sell the brutality of flying table spots or chairs and guitars to the head. Horrifying yet darkly humorous, it's a tricky concept for a cleaner contemporary product to revisit. I mean, only Vince McMahon himself would fit the bill. Number 7. Older people have sex. Right, before this turns into an all the things they did with Mae Young in the Attitude Era list, although note to self, let's do that in the future, this is not a call for another character to give birth to a hand or have prosthetics attached to a chest in order to facilitate a way to get naked on pay-per-view. But, and please take this as a leap just as Bubba Ray did back in 2000, back when we were all still happy, of course, was her character actually progressive when you think about it? I mean, WWE's presentation of it categorically was not, but still, the world is an impossible cultural shift away from WWE touching anything like this again. But there'll come a point where that over 50s demographic they've managed to lock down might want more than they're getting, on and off screen. Number 6, Loose Cannon. The Loose Cannon persona was one Brian Pillman had cultivated and largely lived by after taking his career into his own hands in mid-1995. Great wrestling had finally gotten him as far as joining the Four Horsemen in WCW, but his creative juices were flowing beyond kowtowing to Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, and an act that would be rapidly diminished by insecure babyface Hulk Hogan anyway. By early 96, there were few in the industry generating as much buzz. His legendary three-way work of the trio of top promoters in North America saw him convince Eric Bischoff into firing him, Vince McMahon into hiring him, and Paul Heyman into keeping him on the agenda in between. His wildness was considered worth the respective risks by all three, even after totaling his car and injuring himself before WWE could make good on the incredible in-ring potential. His commentary on Shotgun Saturday Night was incisive, hilarious, and near the bloodied knuckle. Such was his willingness to take risks when he thought he could get away with them. This, more than anything else he did in 97 before his tragic passing, speaks to why there will never be another like him. Bravery and agency feel like the first pieces removed from a wrestler's personality at the Performance Center. The Loose Cannon would have been diffused before the ticking time bomb exploded. Number 5, the brother of legend becomes a legend. More on Kane later, but it's worth noting just how much life WWE gave to a character that, at best, was to be killed off within 6 months. WWE's love-hate relationship with wrestling families really seems to get in the way of them booking such a layered and nuanced family history for characters. Well, the ones without magical powers, at least. They dial back Edge and Christian's kayfabe but believable relationship to being brother-like. Even if Rick Steiner was an Austin Hogan hybrid, Scott Steiner's not exactly mates with the McMahons, and nobody in the company ever had the faith in broken Matt Hardy to draw like his brother did in singles competition when they were brought back into the fold in 2017. There's a pretty notable sibling of a bona fide WWE legend doing interesting things in wrestling elsewhere, but it's unlikely he'll be dashing back to Vince McMahon anytime soon. Speaking of which, number 4, I'm a monster. Not the sort that would have a run at The Undertaker or the type of giant big enough to be a megastar at the airport, but the one who subverts the frailty of wrestling's image-obsessed landscape by thinking themselves hideous in spite of obvious evidence. Cody Rhodes' descent to madness after taking a kick to his then dashing face was inspired. A shift that put over the original version of a pretty silly gimmick, as well as giving him motivation to batter and bruise those more at ease with themselves, wasn't just the future AEW kingpin making such good smell like roses, it was brand new ground for WWE to try and break. In a world grappling with what true beauty even is anymore, there's space for another wrestler to disown their own. Number 3, Concessions Kane. Some mega broad WWE comedy that actually got over thanks to the versatility of Glenn Jacobs, Concessions Kane turned the parody his character had become into something we could actually all take the piss out of. Daniel Bryan's brief return to Raw as a one-night GM saw him demote his former partner and ridiculous horror movie rival to the concession stands. The skits of him flogging Frankfurters and the like are kind of charming. Now, more than ever, this feels like something the company could revisit. As a public servant and political figure, Jacobs wants people back in buildings anyway. What better way to tease them than with chips? Number 2, the best there ever will be. A contemporary WWE has lost sight of wrestlers aiming for the top of the mountain because the writers script the wrestlers to constantly admire the view on the way up. Make moments, be like your heroes, and live your childhood dreams without making new ones for the children watching. The show is so reliant on its history that it weighs down the aspiration of the present. Bret Hart let his technique do the talking, safe in the knowledge that his work would hold up almost entirely beyond compare. The man was desperate to get his archives out there before he understood just how old content would eventually be preserved on the WWE Network. He knows how good it is, as he did then when he called himself the best there ever will be. Plenty have been confident, even more have been great, and more still have had retrospective greatness thrust upon them by the company and fans alike. In WWE, at least, the wait continues for somebody to have the assuredness to talk one game and outwork it every night. Number one, unbeatable at WrestleMania. WWE appeared to be building up Edge as the next superstar to become one of their in-house living legends thanks to an accidental WrestleMania winning streak. Victories in two iconic tag team ladder matches, a shampoo contract clash with Booger T. God, that happened, didn't it? The inaugural Money in the Bank battle and a breathtaking hardcore outing with Mick Foley saw him suddenly teed up as the man next in line to take on the mythology the company had monetized with The Undertaker. Yeah, it collapsed as quickly as the realization it was even happening. Perhaps in an effort to protect it, they blurred the lines when he was taken out injured during the 2007 opener before erasing all hope the following year when the dead man himself defeated him in an absorbing main event. Such a record takes luck, terrific booking, and an awful lot of patience. Thus, there exists almost no chance of it ever happening again.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.